You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we have in studio Tim Brink. Tim, you've come to talk to us about a subject that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, actually, it's something that I discovered this year with the help of Jan Draper and Graham Moody. We'll be organizing on the 5th of June a benefit at the Piggery Theater for polio. It's a company called Polio Plus. And they're working on getting vaccines to Afghanistan and Pakistan, where they haven't been able to get them through, problems with military and such. So yeah, we're doing a concert for that, and I'll be playing with my band under the name of Tim Brink. There'll also be Matthew McCulley, who will be opening for us that evening.
Yeah, our very own local Matthew McCulley. And Tim, you've been going around playing music at a whole bunch of places locally. So this is to help raise money to buy vaccines and get vaccines to people who don't have access to them now. How come they don't have access?
Well, there's being a lot of problems where the volunteers that are trying to get the vaccines through to the people that need them are in danger. So there's been a lot of problem needing more support, whether it be physical, actual military support that they need actually to buy the vaccines. Pretty much just everything that it takes to get the transport and the delivery of the vaccines to the people that need it in these countries that don't have it at the moment.
Okay. And so the money that's raised will go towards a generalized fund that looks after different aspects of that?
Yeah, the Rotary Club here in Sherbrooke is helping us raise the funds, and they've supported us a lot, and with the Piggery as well. There's also Blanchard Litho that's sponsored the posters. T Graphism, which is a young man named Tristan Gregoire who did the posters for us for free, as well as Graham Moody, Jan Draper, and Matt McCulley, and myself, who are all supporting the cause.
Sounds like a really good cause, polio vaccines. Where and when is this happening?
This is going to be happening the 5th of June, which is Friday, coming up soon. It'll be the tickets are available at the Shalimar. You can get a hold of myself on Facebook, Jan Draper, or Graham Moody. I can pick up the tickets. We're actually thinking about doing a drop-off day as well, so that we might take your order and go around like a Sunday morning, maybe on the 31st or just before the concert, and deliver tickets to anybody that wants to buy some.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they're $15 a piece, and all the proceeds go towards the cause, Polio Plus.
And what kind of a show is it going to be?
Well, it's basically folk. Matthew McCulley's got a really nice, comforting voice, I find. I love listening to him, so he'll be playing from about 8 till 8:45. I should mention before that there's going to be a supper as well for $18 for those that are interested at the Piggery.
Okay.
That's being organized by the Piggery, so you can get tickets at the Piggery as well for the supper and the show.
Yeah, I've had supper there. It's very, very good.
Yeah, they always end up putting something on Tasteful, which is fun. And then at around 8:45, there'll be a little intermission at 9 o'clock. Then I'll start playing with my band. We're going to be cello, keyboards, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, harmonica, and drums.
Again, folk?
And two voices. All folk, yeah. Okay. Folk rock nearing the end, yeah.
Okay. All right. So that sounds like a really good night. And what's the date again? It's
the 5th of June.
Yeah.
And the music's going to start at 8, but you can meet and greet with the musicians at 7. And I believe the supper is starting between 5:30 and 6. I'm not sure.
At the Piggery.
Yeah, at the Piggery. But you can
find
out.
With tickets available?
Tickets available with me at the Shalimar, the restaurant, the Shalimar restaurant.
Yeah, right here in Langsdale.
Yeah, at 193 Queen. Sorry, not one. 263 Queen.
Yes.
You can either pick them up with myself, Jan Draper, Graham Moody, or Matt McCulley. At the Piggery itself.
Yeah, you can call the Piggery and
they'll probably set them aside for you if you want the night before.
They usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually do. All right, the Piggery always a fun place to go to.
It's such a charming venue. And we played there a number of years ago, and they hadn't changed the sound system. And then I played there again when it was the newer sound system. And it's just such a charming place with really great sound that we figured it was a really nice spot to do it.
Well, there isn't a bad seat in the house, to tell you the truth. I've been there quite often. And you always get the feeling that you're right up close to the stage. It's very friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, very... the ambiance is nice.
Yeah, I call it romantic.
Well, yeah, I was looking for a word. Yeah, it's very familial. It's very, yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's coming up really quick. If you want your tickets, make sure to get hold of Tim or any of the others that we already mentioned, and that'll be a great way to raise some money for people who need their polio vaccines. Funny that in this day and age, we're still talking about polio vaccines, but that's the nature of the thing. Hasn't been eradicated like smallpox has, but maybe someday.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
Yeah. Okay, Tim, I understand that you have an example of some of the music that will be the kind of music that will be played at the Piggery.
Yeah, I brought a song. It's called I Ain't Leavin'. And it's a song that I wrote that we're recording right. Well, we recorded already at the studio for my fall album that's going to be coming out. So it's not the final mix, but it's a little teaser to get people to know what's going to be played that night of the 5th of June at the Polio Plus concert. And also, it's a song that's going to be on the album coming up in the fall.
Yeah, what's the name of it again?
I Ain't Leavin'.
All right, here's I Ain't Leavin', Tim Brink.
And scars, you take me as I am. I hope you understand that what I feel is real as a day is long. This place.
And that was I Ain't Leaving, Tim Brink. And Tim, I understand that's the kind of music that we're going to be hearing at the event for Polio Plus at the Piggery Theater. Again, can you remind our listeners of where, when, and why?
Yeah, so come on out and listen to some good music and meet some nice friends. We're going to have a great night that night, I'm sure. It's going to be the 5th of June. It's a Friday night, coming up quickly. It's going to be, the music starts at 8 o'clock. There's a supper beforehand. They're $15 a ticket. You can pick them up at the Shalimar restaurant with myself, Graham Moody, or Jan Draper. Just get a hold of us on Facebook if you need to. And that's about it. We're playing some music to for a good cause.
Well, we're thrilled that there's people in the community that are doing things like that. Thank you very much for thinking of that, Tim, and doing that. I hope people go out and support it.
Thank you very much, David.